Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nope.
I hope you're
right. Nope.
Speaking of $100 million, let's go to the hotline and welcome to this show a legend, a WWE superstar. This is AJ Styles. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man.
Last time I had you on the show, you had short hair. You had just had, I want to say, a second kid, and you were refusing to take the WWE's offer to leave the independents to go in because they were lowballing you for money. My, have you come a long way.
Wow. That was a long, long time ago.
It sure was. I got to tell you, there was, if you're a wrestling fan, and at the time it was really just WCW and WWE, and then they were kind of, one was taking the other one over, and then there was a couple of independent holdouts, and it was you and Christopher Daniels and guys like that, but you were the one guy that everybody wanted. And I remember asking you, isn't this what you work for in this way? And you were like, it just was, I worked too hard to just take an initial crappy offer, and I was so proud of you for that.
Wow. I don't remember exactly. I know the one time that WWE offered me a contract, it was a developmental to move to Cincinnati, and yeah.
Who wanted to do that?
But I just couldn't. I couldn't do that. I just couldn't.
And you didn't have to. You went a different route. You continued to be an independent superstar, and of course went over to TNA. In fact, was even locally here in Tampa, St. Pete, was the IPW Hardcore Champion for a little while, and really made a solid name for yourself. And now look at you. What was it like when you first walked down that ramp into a WWE ring?
Oh, dude. Well, you got to know, it was at the Royal Rumble 2016, and it was crazy, man. I'm 38 years old. You know, I'm a grown man. I shouldn't be nervous about this whole situation coming up. And it was, I can't explain the emotions that I was going through that day, but luckily somebody knew who it was, when I walked down that aisle, and it all kind of worked out from there.
What is that like? What is that like? 'Cause you, no matter how good of a wrestler you are and how popular you are, you still you're entering now what is the biggest organization in the sport, and you're walking down there, and there's got to be a little bit of self-doubt. And then all of a sudden, everybody's holding their hands up. They know all your moves, and they chant your name right away. I mean, you came in right out of the gate as a superstar. That's got to be the best feeling in the world.
Oh, man. It's a feeling you can't even explain. Knowing you're going to somebody's house as the new guy, and you know, hopefully someone knows who you are because you've been in Japan for a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, not knowing what to expect, working for the biggest company in the world, you know, yeah, it's nerve-wracking.
This is AJ Styles who's joining us. What's that?
Like I said, though, it all worked out.
Yeah, man. But you got to feel great. You did it on your terms, and that it has a great ending for you. This is AJ Styles is going to be at the Barclays Center for the SummerSlam in 2018, where he'll be taking on our buddy who lives here, Samoa Joe. That's a big angry dude.
Yeah, dude, and he's you know, the thing about Samoans is they're big and athletic, and it sucks for guys like me. You know, he's like 300 pounds and can do literally anything. It's scary.
And so he was in the studio with us last year, right? And actually, he was in the building, and I came in to say hi to him, and I drank with him kava. Have you ever had that?
No, I haven't.
It's like a coffee root kind of thing. It's like a mud.
Yeah.
And he loves it. I guess it's a Samoan thing. I don't know. It's like one of those real natural things. And he loved it. And it kind of makes your mouth numb a little bit. It's all natural. And he loved it. And he drank it. And then he had more. I drank it. I wanted to puke. And then I had the craps for 2 weeks after that. So every time I see Samoa Joe, I want somebody to kill him because he gave me the little craps for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would assume that just by looking at Joe, he can eat about anything and not bother him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't eat or drink with Joe. That's rule one.
Who are some of the guys you were friends with when you walked into the WWE that you had already known before that you were like, well, at least I got this guy to hang out with?
Well, you know, Road Dogg, you know, he works, you know, he's one of the head guys now in WWE. And
yeah.
There was Xavier Woods, Ron Killings. You know, there are a lot of guys that work for the WWE that also at some point in time worked for TNA. So, like, it was nice to see some familiar faces, you know, walking into a place that you're not sure how people are going to react to you.
Yeah, did you think there was going to be, because you know you're coming over there, you know you're going to get a big push. So when you come over, were you worried that guys are going to be like, who's this guy? I've been here 3 years, and now this long-haired fancy kid walks in, and we're all going to kiss his ass for a little while. Like, did you think there was going to be some backlash there?
Well, I can tell you it wasn't because they thought I was going to get pushed, because nobody thought I was going to get pushed, at least the way that I have. You're like, look at this guy. You know, he thinks he's a hot shot coming in here to our house, from Japan and whatnot. So I get there's a filling out process.
Yeah.
I get that.
Do you, how old are your kids now?
13, 11, 8, and 3.
Jesus. This is going to sound like an odd question, but do they know you're cool or do they not realize it? Like, my kid's going to know I'm cool because I talked to you today. Do your kids know that you're cool, or have they been around it so much that this is like, oh, this is what my dad does?
Yeah, this is all they know. I mean, since they were born, this is what I've done. So they don't know anything different. So I am not cool.
You're not, right?
I'm not cool.
You know, Jericho said something to me one time that sticks in my head every Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah, I said, you are a guy who has achieved the most you can in wrestling. You got best-selling books, game shows, cruises, all that stuff. And I go, how do you, you know, not let that get to your head? He goes, because every Tuesday and Thursday, my wife reminds me I have to throw the trash. And I thought, that's the best way to stay grounded.
Yeah. Guess he took the kids to school in the morning. That was me.
Now, what is that like when the other kids are like, AJ Styles is dropping his kids off at school? That's got to be cool.
Yeah, you know, it's cool to see other kids react. You know, when I go watch my son at football practice, you know, they're like, oh, my God, it's AJ Styles. And my son's like, yeah.
Yeah. He's more of an embarrassment now than anything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm super happy for your success. We don't know each other, but I feel like I've been following you since you were a kid, and I'm real happy to see you doing so well. Now, let me remind everybody, you got the SummerSlam coming up, and there's no better way to watch these things in the WWE Network. It's practically giving you everything for free. So you pay your monthly subscription, wherever you get all the pay-per-views and you get all the archives and you can watch all this stuff. And, I wish you the best, even though we like Samoa Joe, give him a little extra shot in the nuts for me, 'cause he made me crap for 2 weeks.
Will do.
All right.
Maybe not in the nuts, but I'll see if I can black that out.
That